coming up on episode number 554. It's a rare Wednesday night request, all request show. And tonight I'm going to be presenting covers by Corey Hart, The Doors, a couple by Bob Dylan, as well as Trivia with Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's February 25th, 2009. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight moved to Wednesday night because I had a little bit of a headache yesterday. Couldn't pull a show together, so moved it to Wednesday. But I'm sure you're just as happy to see it tonight as you would have been last night. But anyway, so tonight, taking your requests, stuff that you've emailed me, called, Twittered, Facebooked, anything that you've asked me to play on the show, I am putting together into these All Request shows, and tonight should be a great one. We're going to start things off with a request from Joe in Boston, who also let me know about a great Magnetic Fields cover, the Magnetic Fields cover of Greensleeves I was looking for. While he let me know that in this email, he also let me know about a gorgeous version of The Doors' Touch Me by a band called Snow and Voices. This comes from an album last year, 2008 release, called What the Body Was Made For. Reminds me a little bit of the Cranberries, not the Cranberries, reminds me a little bit of the Cardigans and Nina Persson's vocals. Let's see what you think. Here's Touch Me by Snow and Voices.
That you made. played on the guy in shades. Oh no. But don't masquerade with the guy in shades. Oh no. I wear my sunglasses at night so I can forget my name, or you collect your claim. Well, don't you know that I wear my sunglasses at night so I can see the light that's right before my. Don't switch the blade on the guy in shades, oh no. Oh, don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no. Well, I can't believe it. Don't be afraid of the guy in shades, oh no. They can't escape you.
Going out to new listener Denise, who emailed me after discovering the show in iTunes and asked if anyone had done a good cover of Corey Hart's Sunglasses at Night. And this is the best one that I know of, and I love it. It's a kind of a loungy cocktail cover by a group called James B's Royal Jelly Orchestra. And you'll find it on the 1996 album Cocktail Shaken and Stirred. He does a bunch of, they do a bunch of great cocktail-influenced covers, and I think he's got about three or four albums, but they're all fantastic, and that's a great representation of the style you're going to find there. James B's Royal Jelly Orchestra with Sunglasses at Night. Before that, Snow and Voices with a cover of The Doors' Touch Me from 2008's What the Body Was Made For. And that one, again, is going out to Joe in Boston. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com. They are the web host that I use, that I love, that has done so much for me and all of my sites, whether it's Lyrics Undercover or Tired Thumbs or, there's some other ones, but, you know, I can't mention them. But anyway, Coverville.com, of course, is the big one. And I've gone with these guys ever since Coverville started, and they've always been fantastic. As a matter of fact, I had to call with a tech support question today, and I wasn't even placed into a waiting, you know, a queue where you had to wait for somebody to answer. I got on the phone with a technician right away. He was able to answer my question for me, get things resolved, all in less than 5 minutes from the time I picked up the phone. Fantastic. Gary, if you're listening, thanks for your help today. Now, of course, you get that customer support, but you also get some other great features, unlimited file space and unlimited transfer, unlimited bandwidth, and you get all this stuff for just $6.95 per month, which is fantastic, fantastic deal. Check them out, Bluehost.com, and when you're ready to sign up, use the link to Bluehost, the big banner graphic that I did and that I put on my website, both in the show notes for this episode as well as on the right side of the page. You can click on it to go right to it. Use that link when you're ready to sign up, and they will give me a little bit of a kickback, which is also, you know, something else that I don't talk much about on the show, but they have a very good affiliate program. So sign up, you know, get your affiliate deal, and you can be making some money through them as well. Check them out, Bluehost.com, and you'll find the link on Coverville.com. Well, Tim requested this track. It's the first No, it's not. It is, it's not the first. It's from an album called Beat the Retreat, songs by Richard Thompson. It's a 1994 tribute to Richard Thompson that has a bunch of great music on, including this track here by the Blind Boys of Alabama. It's a track called Dimming of the Day, of course, originally, like I said, by Richard Thompson. This is going out to Tim.
This old house is falling down around my ears. Oh, I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hear. Where I keep my bed aside. What days have come to keep us far apart? A broken promise. A broken heart. Now all the bunny birds have wheeled away. I need you at the dimming of the day. Darling,
swear to God I never would have come.
Yes, you may have been expecting the rest of the Soggy Bottom Boys to chime on in the background there. That was A Man of Constant Sorrow, recorded by Sharon Shannon, featuring Jackson Brown there on vocals. You'll find that on a 2008 album called The Galloway Girl, The Best of Sharon Shannon. And yeah, of course, that was the song that was used in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, originally done by Bob Dylan, but certainly popularized by George Clooney and John Turturro and Tim Blake Nelson as the Soggy Bottom Boys. Great, great tune there. And the original by Bob Dylan's great as well, and I don't think he gets enough credit for that song. That was a request by Cameron in Fresno, who was wondering if anyone else had done a cover of A Man of Constant Sorrow. Before that, you heard Dimming of the Day by the Blind Boys of Alabama. You'll find that on a 1994 collection called Beat the Retreat, Songs by Richard Thompson, and that one's going out to Tim. Well, another Tim emailed me this week, and this isn't quite a request. It's it's kind of an indie hodgepodge song here. It's a cover of One Republic's "Apologize," one of those songs that's current. You don't hear that too often on Coverville, a cover of a current song. Here's "Apologize" by a group called 2 Seconds Away. You'll find this on. Actually, I don't know what you'll find it on. They sent it to me as part of New Music Monday 2, which I believe is another podcast that they put together, or at least that they're a part of or affiliated with. But in any case, here's 2 Seconds Away with "Apologize."
Thank you. And keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you.
May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young.
Forever young. Forever young. May you stay.
Righteous, may you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you.
May you always be courageous, stand upright, and be strong. May you stay.
Busy. May your feet be always swift. May you build a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift.
May your heart always be joyous and your song always be sung. May you stay forever young.
Yeah.
going out to turn this down a little bit. Going out to Christy from Robert in Dallas, a dedication there, Forever Young, performed by the Young at Heart Chorus from the 2008 soundtrack to the film that came out last year. A lot of great songs on that soundtrack. Honestly, I like that song a lot, but I would have picked something. I think I would have picked a different track from that album to play for you had it not been a dedication, had it not been a request. But that is an excellent movie, by the way. If you haven't seen Young at Heart, it is about a guy who organizes a bunch of elderly performers from nursing homes and various locations to perform modern pop songs. And the style, the voices that they're able to bring to these songs is just amazing. The power that some of their voices carry is just really amazing. And the stories behind the songs and how he gets the people together and stuff is really amazing as well. Like Robert, who sent in that dedication, Tina and I thought it was going to be kind of a novelty movie, a novelty documentary, but it was so much more than that. It was really, really brilliant. So Forever Young, performed by the Young at Heart Chorus from the soundtrack to the film last year. Before that, 2 Seconds Away with a cover of Apologize. Now, I said before I wasn't sure about New Music Monday, if it was something they were affiliated with or if it was another podcast. No, it's actually a blog, and it's definitely worth checking out. NewMusicMonday.com. Let me confirm that is the address, though. NewMusicMonday.com. It is the website for 2 Seconds Away, which is the band that Tim is in. And every week they are producing a new song, some of which are covers, some of which are originals, and they all have that great style to them. So check it out. There's a Ben Harper cover on there right now worth listening to. And all of it's a free download. You can listen and enjoy it without paying a penny. So check it out. NewMusicMonday.com is the website. All right. Well, Tina is here to do a little Musically Challenged. How are you, Tina?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. You got your hair done today.
I did. Looks... You know, I planned to take the entire day off.
Yep.
And got it approved and everything. And then, you know...
Big changes work, at the office.
Work goes, you know, crazy, and I can't keep up, and so then I end up having to, you know, squeeze work in around everything else I had going on today. So I'm a little bit bitter that I can't just take a day off. You know, seriously, yeah. It happens every time.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I did get my hair done, and I'm very excited about that.
Cool. Well, it looks great.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into Musically Challenged. This one comes from Charlie George, one of my co-hosts on the podcast Tired Thumbs, which talks all about the next generation console video games, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and the Wii. Which we're going to record an episode of tonight. So stick around, or look for that, I should say. Don't stick around
stick
for that.
Stick around.
It won't find it on this feed.
Yeah. Hang on to that iPod.
But here's Charlie, and see if you can spot the Chicago accent there.
Hey, Brian and Tina. This is Charlie from Tired Thumbs. And tonight I present to you with Lyrically Challenged. It's 5 songs minus music to give you 5 songs with the lyrics only. Your job is to name the song title and the performer in it. You'll have 10 seconds between questions, so good luck. Song number 1. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from then it didn't take him long. And now he's in a rock and roll outfit, and you know, everything's alright.
Oh.
I think you sang this one last time we did Rock Band.
Well, that doesn't help because it doesn't help.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that sounds so familiar. I almost want to say I know it's not Huey Lewis in the news, but, you know, it's something, I don't know.
It's,
what is it?
It is Bad Company Shooting Star.
Oh.
And it's funny that he mentioned this because on Saturday we were talking about kind of, you know, doing some trivia questions between a couple friends of mine and I, and we were talking about songs that reference other songs. For example, Shooting Star talks about the Beatles and Love Me Do. Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits talks about My Boyfriend's Back, you know, stuff like that. So it's funny that we did this Musically Challenged right after I was talking about that.
That is funny.
So Shooting Star by Bad Company is my guess. He really was serious about putting 10 seconds.
Song number two.
There we go.
On the cover of the magazine, there's no question why I'm smiling. You can buy a piece of paradise. You buy a piece of me.
Mm. That, again, is very familiar.
Yeah. Is that on the cover of the Rolling Stone by, what was it? It wasn't Dr. Hook. Who was that? I know it was written by Shel Silverstein. But yeah, he wrote the song, but it was performed by, I can't remember. I want to say Dr. Hook. I'm going to stick with Dr. Hook.
Okay.
I think that's right. And we have dogs wrestling right next to us. This is
excellent. I know. They've been crazy all day.
Number three. Her face is a map of the world. Is a map of the world. You can see she's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. And everything around her is a silver pool of light.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You could say she's a beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Me too.
Yep. All right. Next. Dogs.
Song number four. For a minute there, I lost myself. I lost myself. Phew. For a minute there, I lost myself. I lost myself.
I hope you know that one.
No.
Oh, really?
Really.
What if I'm sure if I sang it, you'd get it.
Probably.
For a minute there, I lost myself. I lost myself.
Oh, yeah. Like Radiohead,
uh-huh.
Or is that who it is?
That's who it is.
Wow. Okay.
Do you remember the song?
Well, I lost myself.
No.
I don't know.
Karma Police.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice one, Charlie. That was a good pull. I got to remember to play his 10-second pause.
Mm-hmm.
Song number five. Remembering you standing quiet in the rain as I ran to your heart to be near. How I always held close in your fear.
Oh, I know that one.
Mm, doesn't sound familiar.
As always held in your fear. Remembering you. Pictures of You by The Cure.
Oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure of that one. All right.
Okay. So let's see how you guys did. So let's go off the list here. Number one, if you guessed Shooting Star by Bad Company, I'm going to guess that Tina got this one right. I may be wrong, but I'm going to guess that she got it right.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star? Don't you
know? I think I did sing this.
If you didn't sing it, then Carrie did. I know one. I know we did this one recently, and I wasn't singing, so I was either doing guitar or drums that time. So
yeah.
You were maybe drumming or you were singing.
Number two, maybe a little bit more tricky, but still, right. I would be shocked if you guessed wrong. It's Jesus, He Knows Me from Genesis.
Because Jesus, He knows me, and He knows I'm right. Been talking to Jesus all my life.
Now for song number three, it might be a little bit difficult, but if you saw the movie The Devil Wears Prada, it was prominently in the opening credits. It's Suddenly I See by K.T. Tunstall.
I saw that not too long ago.
Did you? I haven't seen it.
I thought you saw it with me.
Nope.
Originally, no?
Nope. Originally, how many times have you seen it?
I saw it twice. I swear we saw it together.
Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Well, I know I didn't see it by myself.
Hmm.
We rented it.
You rented it.
I don't go out and rent things.
No, I put it on the next Netflix list for you.
Oh, that could have been it.
You wanted that one.
Okay.
All right. I'm having to jump on the volume back and forth, too, because his speech is at a much lower volume than the song bits he's playing. So.
Okay.
Brian, number four, and that was Karma Police from OK Computer.
Karma Police,
yeah, this is a great song. I think
I love this song.
It's one of my favorite Radiohead songs.
I do agree. You think I would have gotten it?
I would think so, because when you think Radiohead, you think of that song.
And for number five, if you guess The Cure with Pictures of You, you would be correct. So, how did you do? Hopefully Tina beat you, Brian.
Yeah, I did.
How often do you listen to the show, Charlie?
Right. I don't think I've ever beaten you, Brian, with your knowledge of music.
Sorry, yeah. So we got three of them. We got Shooting Star, Karma Police, and Pictures of You. Yeah, that was the Jesus He Loves Me or Jesus He Knows Me. That was about when I stopped listening to Genesis. I think the Invisible Touch album was the last one that I picked up and didn't pick up anything after that. I should have gotten that KT Tunstall, though. Definitely. Great tune.
We're always rooting for Tina to win.
Me too.
Exactly. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to more Coverville. I love hearing you, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Charlie.
Whoa, volume. Wasn't ready for that last one, so I had my hand off the mouse.
Oh, no.
All right. Hey, Charlie, thank you very much for putting that one together. Actually, it's a good opportunity for me to mention that the backlog is dwindling. I think we've only got three musically challenged and challenges in the backlog. So now is a good time. If you've been wanting to put together a musically challenged, now is a good time to do it, because chances are you'll hear it within a month. So email those to me, as well as any requests, ideas, suggestions, or such, at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, which you'll find at coverville.com. We will be back either tomorrow or Friday night with the next edition of Coverville. It is the George Harrison cover story, so make sure you stick around for that. It should be a lot of fun. A lot of great stuff that's come out in the last year. The covers of George Harrison and George Harrison fronted songs by the Beatles I'm going to also include in there. So stick around for that. Tina, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you on the next Musically Challenged segment. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.